Welcome to my podcast about success, peace, and hope. A podcast where we try to define what success, peace, and hope mean in a changing world. Knowing that no one holds the correct answer, but we learn from our experiences to be a little better than yesterday. I'm your host, Stuart Wolkaga. If you like this, please subscribe and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Send us an email at successpeacepodcast@gmail.com. The email is successpeacepodcast@gmail.com. All this will be in the description below. This episode has been a struggle to me. I had to change my plans last minute because I felt something was diverting from the goal I intended to communicate. I know this is the first episode of season one, and I felt like it should be different, and I kept on changing things. I hope you like the way it is set up now. In life, we juggle so many emotions while countless distractions veer for our attention. How do we discern the right path amidst the cacophony of choice? Things may seem smooth sailing today, but in the blink of an eye, everything can change, leaving us directionless. How do we confront such uncertainty and the unpredictability that life throws our way? Does it teach us to embrace the unknown and discover what we are capable of? Life often feels like an unending test, where failure is not just an option, but an essential part of growth. Or does it all seem meaningless, given the inevitable end we all face? It throws unexpected curveballs, and sometimes you question everything you thought you knew. That is what happened to me when I was faced with a difficult decision. I was living my dream in Los Angeles with a job, working on my PhD applications, when a message from my best friend in Uganda shattered my world. He suspected my older brother had liver cancer. Frustration bubbled up because things hadn't been going well for him. But that feeling quickly vanished when the news sank in. Tests confirmed that diagnosis, and I knew I had to help. Dependent on limited updates from Uganda, I began making plans amidst the newfound responsibilities. Taking care of sick people was familiar territory, but this was different. He had a young daughter of 4 years and a wife I had to consider. The limited hospice care options in Uganda added another layer of stress. While I juggled making my PhD applications and planning for the future, a dark cloud of sadness loomed around. Pursuing a PhD seemed improbable now, considering the financial stress of supporting over 10 people alongside myself, especially in a costly city like Los Angeles. Despite the challenges, I submitted my applications and eventually returned to Uganda early this year. My objectives were clear: assess my brother's condition and plan for what lay ahead. I arrived in time to see him before his health deteriorated further. Witnessing his suffering was heart-wrenching. His agony was palpable, yet access to adequate pain relief was limited. Here in the US, you can have well-titrated morphine and other stronger pain medications. But in Uganda, you are given a bottle of morphine and sent home. His pain persisted until his final days, leaving him feeling powerless and trapped by the circumstances beyond my control. Watching him endure such agony invoked a profound sense of hopelessness, a feeling many can relate to. He could not stand unsupported. Lying down was a struggle. All he did was kneel. His eyes were wide open, staring far and wide. Maybe he was seeing the promised land. I don't know. I had seen my mother suffer in this pain and my 16-year-old brother who had passed away less than 2 years ago. Approximately 820,000 people die from hepatitis B every year, a preventable viral disease. The lack of access to basic healthcare and preventable measures perpetuates unnecessary suffering and premature death, a reality that continues to haunt me today. Preventable diseases like hepatitis B, which took my brother, highlight the harsh realities of life. I wonder only if he was born in the hospital, only if he was born in places with immunization, maybe he would be around to see his daughter grow up. Back in the 1970s, the epidemiological transition started to happen in the now developed countries. The transition consists of reduction in mortality from infectious diseases to non-communicable diseases with increased total fertility and higher life expectancies. Life expectancy went up because people were no longer dying young. I hope that one day it will happen in Uganda and other sub-Saharan Africa countries. But before that happens, how do we retain hope in the face of adversity? How do we reconcile with circumstances beyond our control? These questions linger as we navigate life's unpredictable terrain, seeking solace amidst the chaos. Challenges will come. People we love are going to leave us, but we can't stay here and live for their sake. Raise our children to cherish the life they have got today, because tomorrow is never promised. Even the next minute is never guaranteed. Returning to everyday life has been difficult. While I have resumed running as a coping mechanism, the weight of uncertainty persists. However, with running, I can conquer my day. All I need are my shoes and a rod. With each step I take, I get closer to my goal. I can run as fast or as slow as I want. I can run away from all the negativity in the world, from the challenges, from the death of loved ones. I'm in control of all the things around me. During my run, I can zone out, or I can be present to feel my chest burning. This tells me I'm doing good work. I'm getting closer, and very soon I'll be at the finish line. I can use those same principles in my life. I can cruise through life one step at a time, do my work, take a step back when it gets too crazy, regroup and start again later. A few days ago, I got my acceptance letter into my first choice PhD program. Now I have a chance to lead the way for all my siblings into another uncharted territory. It's always hard to be the first. To be the first to go to school, to be the first to move away from your home country, the first to run a marathon. There are always pioneers who go out to clear the land, climb higher. It is a lonely venture you can't share with your family, for no one has done it before. As we soldier on through life's trials, let us remember to stay strong. It is hard, but all we need to do is our best, and someday, that could mean just getting out of bed. Even when the odds are stacked against us, hope remains as our guiding light, illuminating the path forward. We may not know where the roads lead, but with a flicker of hope, we can keep walking. Here is a poem written by my dear friend in Uganda. Hope you enjoy it. The Lover That I Lost by Alex Njuchi. In the shadows of memory, you reside. A ghost of love that once bloomed bright. Your absence, a void, a relentless tide. A heartache that haunts me day and night. Your laughter echoes in the empty room. Your touch, a phantom on my skin. I mourn the love that met its doom. A tale of loss that I can't win. In the shadows cast by memories tossed, lies the echo of the lover that I lost. Whispers of passion, now silent, still. In the chambers of my heart, they feel. A symphony of laughter, once bright, now fades into the silent night. In dreams, I chase your fleeting ghost, but wake, find the lover I lost. Through fields of time, I wander alone, in search of solace, in fields overgrown. Yet, in every whisper of the wind's soft gust, I feel the presence of the lover I lost. Though parted by fate's cruel hand, your love forever in my heart will stand. In the tapestry of my life, a cherished thread, the memory of the lover I once wed. So here I stand, with memories tossed, in the bittersweet embrace of the lover I lost. Though gone from my sight, your love I will keep, in the depths of my soul forever to sleep. In the quiet moments, when day meets dusk, I trace the contours of the lover I lost. In the gentle cadence of a familiar song, I find the melody where we once belonged. Through whispered sighs and silent tears, I carry the weight of those precious years. In the silence of the night, I quietly mourn for the lover I lost, forever unborn. But amidst the sorrow, a flicker of light, guiding me through the darkest night. For love transcends the bonds of time. In the realm of memories, you will always shine. Though our paths diverge and time may pass, your love entrenched deep, an everlasting clasp. So I will cherish the moments at any cost. For in the heart resides the lover I lost. In the chambers of my heart, echoes ring of promises made and dreams taking wing. Yet fate's cruel hand led us astray, and now I walk alone, night and day. I trace the contours of your face in the stars, a bittersweet reminder of love's scars. Each constellation a memory, a ghost, haunting me with the lover I lost. Yet in the darkness, a glimmer of hope, a lifeline to cling to, a way to cope. For love endures, though the journey is rough. In the depths of my heart, it's enough. So I will carry your memory, tender and true, a beacon of light in the night's darkest hue. For even in loss, love's flame burns bright, guiding me through the lonely night.